Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates, Heaps Normal. Heaps Normal is delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. You can get it at heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. It's beautiful stuff if you're looking for a little bit of a break off the booze or if you just want to chuck a few of these in on a big night out to keep yourself in good order. Heaps Normal. Get around them. And this week, Mid-Flight Brawl is also brought to you by your mate, Luke Heggie. His new stand-up comedy special, I Already Told You, is out on Paramount Plus this Friday, November 11. So get around him. Your mate, Luke Heggie, I Already Told You, on Paramount Plus. Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gulf.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Thanks very much for coming out to Seppelt's Field. Big thanks, too, to Merrick Watts for having us here. Surprised he's in the room rather than out checking the perimeters and yelling the word clear into a fucking walkie-talkie.
Saying he gets up earlier. We've got two kids under four and do breakfast radio. Good luck, cunt. Unless you get up... Pre-2 a.m. I got you covered. All right, great. Testing the toy. By round of applause, who has heard our podcast before? Yeah! All right. The middle section, for those of you with no idea what's going on, it's all about... put your hand up. I appreciate that. It's all about fights on a plane, and there are fucking tons.
And also, apologies in advance for... I don't know. There'll be something he's going to say that's no good.
Turns out if you let humans be humans, they'll fuck up. And we're here to talk about it.
It's a bit of a long road getting here. We've been talking about this gig for months coming down here. Thanks to the people who came off the back of the advertising. You're all right, mate?
Yeah, man.
All right.
No, I'm all good.
Quite a long road getting here. I had a bit of a time of it.
Yeah, you're in Brisbane yesterday, and you thought you were going to have a pretty stock standard Brisbane
Gold Coast.
Your home in Gold Coast to Sydney.
Yeah,
have a sleep at home with your family, fly to Adelaide this morning, and what happened?
Well, this is what happens now. Like airlines just cancel shit, and they just go, "Sorry, you know, this queen died or fucking
COVID.
Suez Canal, Brexit, whatever." Let's go. Oh, you're going tomorrow now. You know, I can't. Got to get there. That people are going to let down by not being there, so I can't do that. So I bought a Jetstar flight instead.
Well, that's a mistake, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Just a cool $400.
Fucking hell. If you'd waited, you could have had 400 Jetstar flights.
Yeah.
If you get into Jetstar.com at the right time,
I should have almost 400 mystery flights, just gone there and see what happened. But yeah, 10 minutes later, they cancelled as well. So. I had to take my nephew's hatchback.
Not any hatchback either.
It's a Suzuki Swift.
I assume it had that on it.
He's probably not awake yet. He wouldn't know it's gone. It's in Sydney.
Yeah.
It's near the airport.
And also, he lives on the Gold Coast. I assume if you call the cops on the Gold Coast, they have a press one if your Suzuki Swift's been stolen. That's just, don't even talk to a cop.
I mean, even so, I was about an hour into my trip last night and I rang him and, I thought, I'm in for a rough night here. So I got a solid 10 hours of driving.
Yeah.
And you were, I could hear the fry pan going, you're doing whatever you think cooking is now. You're like frying bread or maybe a whole chicken or something.
This is how bad I am at cooking. There's cooking classes here. I should be watching them because I watched a TikTok video on how to cook mince correctly. Turns out, leave it in the slab, flip it, keep the moisture in. Anyway.
Everything's in the Breville at his. It's all triangle food for his kids. Like
triangle lasagna.
Yeah, spag bowl. It's in triangles for the kids. But even, like, one of his kids was screaming like a stuck pig, and I thought, no, I'm probably better off just doing 10 hours through the night than that.
Yeah.
I've let that in my pub. But then I changed my mind.
This is
about 8 hours in.
I was in bed last night. The baby next to me in the cot wouldn't shut the fuck up between the hours of 2 and 4:30. Mm. The four-year-olds come in next to me. My wife was away. Don't worry. Don't help out. I'll sort it. And
You're a man among men.
I pushed him out. How long will you hold on to that? Now, she's not here. I can say whatever. It's also her birthday, so I've got to get home tonight. I'm in trouble. And the amount I've drunk today, I'll be in an episode later on. Don't worry. The 1-year-old just kept crying. I'd pick him up, he'd fall asleep, put him down, he'd cry, pick him up, put him down. And after about the 8th time, I went, you fucking... And my 4-year-old woke up and said, stop saying fucking, it's a rude word.
Pretty good. So, you had trouble getting here too, no, this morning?
Oh, yeah. Not really. I hopped in an Uber from my place, and generally I'm a shorts while flying man. I don't ever wear jeans, and nothing puts some wind in my sails more than the Uber driver. I hopped in and I said Melbourne Airport, and he said Qantas. He assumed Qantas, which is what a dream. Normally I get in the car and they go, sorry mate, Tiger folded a few years ago. Yeah. You don't have a flight.
They take you straight to Essendon Airport.
But I've got one of those heads where if I've got a flu and I go in to buy cold and flu tablets, they like call the cops and they think I'm chopping it up in a caravan and making something else.
While we're down here, though, a lot of you people will be sitting here thinking, what is this? Like live podcasts, already the lowest form of the arts that there is. It's audio, grow up. But I think, you know, it feels like a bit of a hijack. Plus, we're on at exactly the same time as there are some people cooking on stage, which is what Australians really think stand-up comedians should be doing. Anything other than stand-up comedy, yuck. So,
and by the way, here at Sebelsfield, we're not in any type of cellar, by the way. We're in a gravity cellar, which is obviously very different from those other cellars where wine just fucking floats around like it's in space. The laws of gravity apply in this cellar.
I mean, you know me though, like glass half full, three quarters sometimes. Hope it's a good show. Watching people prepare their fucking dinner.
By the way, I've just gotten into red wine recently. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Maybe I bumped up a tax bracket. I don't know. But I was sticking on the Pinots and Mez talked me into Shiraz, and Shiraz is a bad look. Shiraz is a bad look with kids because my son will ask, why are your teeth red? Whereas with Pinot, he just didn't know why Dad was tired while reading him a bedtime story. The amount of times I've done Grapes of Mirth gigs, flown back the same day, and my 4-year-old will say, Daddy's reading a book with one eye closed again, because I have to cover one eye. The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Why your head big and red? I had fun today, mate. Shut up.
This weekend, though, a very special weekend. It's that magical time of the year when people of the world start dressing up as skeletons and shit. most people devote one calendar day per year to acknowledging that death exists before getting back to just ignoring it. But what a time. Like, it's the organised mischief feel of it.
I'm getting the feeling of a winery festival goer and the crossover between Halloween fuckstick, they're not going to touch.
Oh, there'd be some. There'd be some people who are in
any Halloween.
This fucking pumpkin.
I've got to do it. We made a mistake last year. The kids wanted to dress up, and so I saw four costumes of the Invincibles, and put them up. We all walked around the suburb dressed as the Invincibles. But my wife, we've never seen the film, so people are just yelling shit. And I go, "What's that about?" They're like, "You're the dad." Oh, I don't know.
Yuck. I mean, I remember it. I went trick-or-treating once when I was a kid because I wanted free shit, like all kids do. But, like, the trick thing is, like, I just had a cocked slingshot. And they're like, "Trick, yeah, are you sure? It's going to fucking hurt, man."
Man, I grew up in the western suburbs of Melbourne. Every day is Halloween. You just go to the servo and you put whatever chocolate bars you want in the big Slurpee cup and then fill it with Slurpee and then pay for a Slurpee.
Yeah.
You got free treats.
Tip from the top, the twin ones, like a the little bit pops out the top, the wrapper of a double violet crumble, for example. They can see it. As a side aspect of Halloween, what do you make of the fucking those people who go sexy for their costume? Well, that's yuck. Well, I mean, it's just sepo bullshit, but that's a step too far, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're generally people that are sexy already. You go, this is the one day you could be anything, and you're still leaning on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
here's a good costume to try next time, lady. Tell an interesting story. Person with an interesting story is what I think and never yell.
quite a few incidents have happened over Halloween, and they've got nothing to do with it, but we just found a bunch that are sort of around the October 31 mark over the years. And our we've got to remember, this is a podcast about planes for the uninitiated. We'll get round to it eventually, but... The first one,
down the front, you're taking photos. This is me side on in a sunken chair after 8 beers. Fucking hell. You're going to put them up and go, why were you looking at a large melted candle at a fucking, at a winery? I couldn't be in worse form. Jesus. That's going to be a turn your life around photo when I see that online later.
I mean, shame and bullying does still have a place in society. We're trying to eradicate it like a bunch of fucking cowards. Get in. Aeroflot, for the uninitiated, it's got its own incidents and accidents page for every decade since the 1930s on Wikipedia. Yeah. It's incredible.
I'm a big fan of Air Crash Investigations. Anyone else? Fan of that show? It's a fantastic show. Fucking 1 in 3 Aeroflot. I reckon they're busy. Well, yeah. not busy doing any engineering on the aircraft, obviously.
You've plucked that out of your head, but that's just the ones we hear about. Like in the CCCP era of their operations, there were some fucking beauties. In one of the two 1981 mid-air collisions that Aeroflot had, they smashed into a military plane mid-air, full altitude. That is unlucky.
Stealth bomber? That's their fault, maybe.
Yeah. I don't think stealth bombers hide as well as they their name suggests. I've seen them. There's a handful of is that a cloud or a mountain guesses that have gone wrong.
Oh no!
And on the Aviation Safety Network, though, they got a list.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for a bit of turbulence as we just pass through this tall, pointy cloud.
They got a list of 66 historical occurrences of commercial pilot drug or alcohol usage culminating in a crash. How many do you reckon of the 66 were Aeroflot?
But
I like the cutty jib.
1 in 3. I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say 38.
30 out of... No, 27.
Oh, not bad.
Still pretty good. It's good size. But that's hard. That's out of all the drug... incidents and alcohol in the world. Half.
Not bad, good choice.
Half of all drunk pilots fly for Aeroflot. In 1990, 3 larrikins were on their way back from doing some crop dusting in an Aeroflot plane, just moonlighting. And
what? Can you do that? Can you just chuck other shit on and turn it into something else?
Well, they're not taking a fucking A380, but just whack some tanks underneath and go. Still an Aeroflot flight. They did some low altitude stunts. Just for the worst type. Bit of banter.
Go high.
Yeah.
I've always been... I love planes. I always want to go to an air show, but then I don't. Any time an air show's on the news, it's not because all of the old planes work correctly.
No. It's the first story or it's after the weather.
Yeah.
These three, though, are just doing some stunts, Daddy Bones. Not my, the first time that's happened.
My great-grandpa, who fought in World War II, would roll over in his grave if I was to be killed by an old World War II German plane
with
in 2022.
With Red Bull decals, yeah.
What do you mean the Red Baron got you, you fucking idiot?
Yeah, they're just showing off. 1972, same thing happened. Some more showing off. Low-level manoeuvres.
Nah.
Better watch this, dickheads. Last words. The such is life. That last words of many a larrikin. In fact, you should replace your Ned Kelly such is life decal on the back of your car with a watch this, dickheads. Aeroflot, though, is still going strong now. And this is what's happened recently. Lidia Velitseva, 53, a Russian actress who was in The Idiot, a 2003 screen adaptation of Dostoevsky's famous book.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Big book. It's about you. October 30th, 2019. Moscow to Tel Aviv. This six-hour flight had been delayed due to a malfunction, pretty common for Aeroflot. I'd get off at the first sign of anything unusual on an Aeroflot plane. Just pilot burps in the tannoy. Sorry, mate. I'm fucking gone. Lydia became agitated while sitting on the tarmac. No one enjoys that. She flew into a rage. Someone told her to calm down. Worst thing you can say.
Never. Yeah, there's no language where that works.
I've been told to relax before. I'm like, hang on, man. I'll relax when all my enemies are dead. Do not tell me when to do it. I'll know. She began shouting, "I'm an actress and you're a pleb."
Wow.
Pretty good. Bit of do you know who I am? Which is never a great sentiment nor a statement, is it? Do you know who I am? You'd probably do well to stop saying it too, I reckon, at some stage.
I might be yelling it on a flight in a few hours. "Oh, it's a fucking grapes of mirth today, you cunts."
I mean, a lot gets said about men in their midlife crises, doesn't it? Women can have them too, though. It's equal. And what do you reckon you're going to do for yours? What are you doing for your midlife crisis?
What do you mean? I've left my wife on her birthday to get maggot in a shed with you. I'm in it. I'm in it right now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. 35, that is midlife in Werribee, isn't it? That's a... Well, past it, actually. Yeah. You're fucking flying.
Get a letter from the Queen at 40.
Yeah. Not anymore.
with that, now the King, I assume, writes the letters, King Charles, but is there a... Surely that, as soon as she died, he didn't just start writing birthday messages. You know there's a few in just lost in the wash.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we discussed this recently, though. He's not writing them. Well, he's got disgusting little fingers.
Not little. They look like these fucking wine barrels behind us.
They're short.
Big old hands.
Lydia continued, because you probably bought the ticket with miles. And she was talking to another passenger here. And I paid 240,000 rubles.
Wow. How much is that?
That is over 5K AUD.
Whoa.
Ripped off or what? I saw her coming. Maybe that's why she was upset. Got a bad deal. It's always cash. A
lot of sound effects for this section over here. Just heads up.
He's a radio DJ.
Let's do it. Woo!
That's what they do. You'll be getting icy cold cans of Coke coming at you at speed at some stage. Yeah. So watch out. If you get a Cornetto, bolt off the bottom, you might win a fucking box of them.
I'm going to prank call one of you later with an accent that's not acceptable now.
He's getting a lift back to the airport in a Black Thunder. do you have Black Thunders here? Is it? Yeah, sick.
That's why they laughed. Nailed you, fucking idiot.
Well, I don't know.
That's how that works. We don't know what he means.
Oh, you joke about that. It's, I'm on a stage there just after this.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I get laughs for being misunderstood. For something. This caused a flight crew to call the police. Two officers boarded the plane and began struggling to get it to leave peacefully. And
hold on, Russian cops.
Yeah.
Multiple against one actress.
They were struggling with her dead body. to get it out. No.
Ukraine's fine.
There is footage of her that I saw in a leopard print top getting manhandled off the plane. Love leopard print. Is there any here? Ah, yes.
And held it up.
Woo! Yeah. Couldn't see you there.
And also, never the shy retiring types, are they?
No.
Leopard print. You're wearing leopard print? I see a leopard print scarf up the back. Yeah. It's always, yeah.
Yeah. All the bridge ladies are wearing leopard print this Wednesday afternoon. Nah. It's fucking Serengeti down here. I saw some video, but that didn't bother to speak in English, so largely useless to us here. When I watched the video, there's another unrelated woman just singing at high volume throughout the whole ordeal. And her husband's trying to hush her up. Mistake. She wasn't having that. She was fucking screaming.
I guess when one's kicking off more than you, you can get away with whatever you want.
Yeah.
Smart.
If it's leopard print, you can just go hard.
Yeah.
You can go fucking hyena on it.
I reckon on 9/11, someone's walking around just cupcaking other passengers, going, they're not looking at me, mate. I'm fine. Have that. Have that. There's bigger problems up the front. He's got a box cutter. Have that.
Always be ready. Look, the opportunism involved in a bigger crime for you to get away with a smaller one, fucking unbelievable. Real good. Anyway, I don't want to go into details, but if that's your thing, just have your car idling with the dead body in the back. Wait for a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Open the boot up, do some circle work, flick it outside. Not your problem.
You will learn some stuff here today, all right? It's not all comedy about planes.
She got escorted off the plane by the polizia and not allowed to fly. Haven't heard much since. She's probably having a nap in the ice with a woolly mammoth.
She's in a gulag.
Oh. A gulag, yeah.
A gulag.
Lydia's husband, Alexei Guskov.
I just think it takes the sting off a horrible situation.
Sounds you know, like a bit of a facial.
Yeah.
And a good time. Her husband, Alexei Guskov, is an actor producer himself. He said her outburst was the effect of sleeping pills. Wasn't Lydia at all.
Yeah.
It was the pills. Lydia was interviewed about the incident.
Hope she kept the receipt for the sleeping pills because they didn't fucking work. She's up screaming at everyone.
Oh, the receipt's in jail. She said the flight was late. They catch actors, famous artists to make an excuse. I just asked the question, why are we late for Israel? Nobody said anything at all. I'm just in a strange state. Maybe she was asking that in a more philosophical way, alluding to Russia being late to help Israel out a couple of times throughout the 20th century. Either way, answer the woman.
By the way, has anyone here just ever had a crack? I've never had sleeping pills. I preferred nature's version, 9 wines on a plane. Has anyone had a crack?
Or do some work, get tired.
What are you just doing, 100 push-ups before a long-haul flight?
Just get a job.
Just sprinting up and down the terminal. Get a job.
Get a job, you won't need sleeping pills. Get kids, you won't need sleeping pills.
Hard day's yakka, kick off the fucking work boots at the terminal.
I could sleep there now while you're still talking. No fucking question. I slept an hour last night and that was nearly too much to make it here.
Yeah, you did almost miss your flight because you fell asleep in the car. Not while driving. No,
I pulled over for a 20-minute nap. I thought, that'll do. And set the alarm. Woke up an hour and something later, the alarm's just screaming. I went, fuck, I've got to... So that's why the car's near the airport, not near my house. So, all the way, you know, none of this would have happened if someone just answered her. So someone who's had a bit part in a TV adaptation of a 100-year-old book 20 years ago starts yelling questions, you best fucking answer them. Take note. Few incidents to get through here. I don't want to speed on too fast. If anyone's got any questions, help yourselves. Second one is at Narita International Airport, October 31, 2016. And we're looking at, this is only a little one, Mariko, I don't mean the person, I mean the incident. It's Mariko Murakami. She's 35 years old. Mariko is trying to purchase and print tickets to Honolulu, Hawaii on a automatic teller machine.
Hold on, she's turned up to the airport to buy a ticket off the console at the airport.
Print them.
Oh, just trying to print them.
That is frustrating.
Don't ever do that. Just go to a desk.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so if you don't know computers, an airport's not the first time to have a crack. Just get up there.
Wow,
I don't know. Have you ever tried those? It's not a touch screen anymore. I don't know who's punched it or headbutted it or fucking fly kicked it, but
this woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She needed some R&R in Honolulu, just some appropriation of someone else's shit. The machine didn't accept her cash or credit cards, and that is frustrating. There's a theme developing today's program, isn't there? Like, it's, you know, it takes different strokes to move the world. Anyone can get angry so far, just the women. But it's all demographics if they want. We'll get to the blokes, don't worry about it. It's just sort of ladies first as far as this goes.
Heads
I didn't
up.
Even plan that, sorry. I'll
heads just up, we just lost a bloke in a cowboy hat at a winery.
He's gone to get his gun. Mariko fell into...
Can we put some swinging doors on here before he comes back?
She fell into a fit of rage and cracked the computer panel with her hand.
Sick.
I want to go to Honolulu now, was what she was saying, perhaps. No way of confirming that, though. It was gobbledygook. but it wasn't English. So.
Because when you say hand, they would have said punched it if it was a punch. So do you reckon it was a straight?
For sure.
Bang.
Could have been a karate chop. Remember when, like, you know, old TV, Maxwell Smart era, you could render a man unconscious with a karate chop to the shoulder. That's gone. Yeah. How come people can't do that anymore?
I saw a Maxwell Smart out here before just taking a phone call on her watch.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm drunk, but not that drunk. Is she?
That's too much. A 40-year-old employee came over to help her, wanted to help her out and say, you know, what's the problem with the machine and that. And once she got close enough, what did Mariko do?
I reckon used the same hand on her.
No.
Oh.
She kicked her in the crotch.
Oh.
Whack. What's she supposed to do? Nothing. Police came and arrested her. Mariko admitted to the allegations of assault and destruction of property, whatever.
Also, I don't want to be rude here, but wrong attack for that gender.
Oh, I mean, I can't speak from experience. I reckon it still hurt.
Yeah.
Does it hurt? It'd fucking hurt, I reckon.
No, I've heard the breast more of the that's a bad time. That'll drop you.
Yeah, okay. You know what I don't think people do after a kick to the crotch to a woman? They don't laugh as much as when it's happened to me. Because that's the worst part, I reckon. I've been on the
ground. Does a breast shot take the same, like a nut shot takes a few seconds? We go, did I get hit in the balls? Fuck, I got hit in the balls. It just, for some reason, breast shot's the same. Yeah. That's just good to know. We're all learning.
Well, I mean, it's only recently that people do know both. Dave, all right. We're going to have to cut some stuff out of this. We're going to record for like an hour and 3 minutes and we'll just be a one-hour show. We've got two more incidents here. We're motoring through due to the lack of response.
Let's do it! Woo!
We're looking at... this is a bloke. We're looking at Southwest Airlines, October 31, 2019. Seattle to beautiful Las Vegas.
Southwest Airlines. Have you ever flown them before?
No.
Only boarding system where it's...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It doesn't make sense. They're like, are you in boarding group C? It does make sense in the way that all airlines should do it. It goes row by row. So it's like row 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 13.
I even think that's outdated.
What do you
should
mean?
Should be. Who's got a fucking window? Get on.
Oh, window first, then middle, then aisle.
And if you're found not sitting in a window, bashed. You probably won't do it again. because it's fucking like I've been flying a lot lately, and there's always some fucking boomer going against the tide.
Oh,
I thought I'd get on the front, even though I'm in row 30 and I was tied up. That sort of shit. Like, fuck off, man.
One of the ones I almost called ASIC once because a guy, I was in row 9 and he walked past me.
Yeah.
So he'd gotten on at the back of the plane and he was in 2A in business class. And I'm like, what business do you have if you don't know what side of the fucking plane to enter? You stupid cunt.
Should have his business taken off him.
Cancel your ABN. Imagine hopping on there and going, oh, no. Oh. It's reversed to every other plane I've hopped on. Normally it goes row 30 to 1.
This is a man, a 41-year-old man. There might be some of them here. I don't know. How old are I? There's a man called Daniel A. Parkhurst from Gardnerville, Douglas County, Nevada.
Great.
County. Talked about counties before, haven't we?
Yeah.
If
you're in America in a news story and they mention your county, it's never because you won Father of the Year. They'll mention your suburb if you've done something good. If you're bad, county.
Oh, yeah. You jump in cars or you're a coward from the songs and then you're just a murderer otherwise. In Douglas County, only about 3,500 people live in Gardnerville, 90% whites. Traditionally a sundown town.
Which Nothing not happening.
No, whistleblowers at dusk, natives had to leave.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks for all your hard work, lads. Get the fuck out of my town, that sort of shit. I'm not fucking condemned, just tell us, you know. That's the problem now. I mean, it's not a problem. You're great and everything, but like sometimes you can relay a fact and people go, no, I don't know. No, I'm leaving. Fuck off. It's rather like when the tidal wave happened in 2004.
Yeah.
I wrote a very strong worded letter to Sandra Sully saying, why'd you do that? Tens of thousands of people are dead. You should be ashamed of yourself. So. Same thing when someone's saying a fact and you fucking balk, grow up. In January 2019, Gardnerville found itself in the news. Starting point for a 19-year-old Wilbur Guzman.
Oh, no, a 19-year-old Wilbur.
Yeah.
In 2019. Faye's had a bad
Wilbur
time.
Guzman, not...
Yeah, he's had a really bad time.
Well, he's had a pretty good time for a little while. Not of Guzman Y. Gomez fame, but another Guzman... He went on a little murder spree. Four people in Douglas County and surrounds got a visit from Wilbur. Knocked them off in their homes and took their stuff. Didn't really think it through, though. Should have seen what got him. Should have watched more TV to get some tips, this guy. Because jewellery ended up in local pawn shops and eventually got tracked down because he'd stolen an Apple Watch from one of them.
Tracked him?
What a... yeah.
That Maxwell smarted him.
Yeah. Like, Apple stuff's pretty much unstealable, isn't it? It's trackable.
Not the laptops I've taken. Yeah. What do you mean?
You've got to straight away.
You can track it. Yeah. If you've got that set up, find my Mac or find my iPhone. Jesus. It is easy to trace.
He's in the big house, obviously. Also had to pay $40,000 in fines to the couple, for the couple he killed, to the family. That's a lot of work in jail. Like Landon, you know, ladling slop on other murderers' trays, 3 meals a day for a decade, I reckon, by my calculations, 40 grand.
Yeah, they're not making much. License plates and stuff, 40 Buck cents an hour. Yeah.
He got 4 life sentences and they're pushing for the death penalty. 4 innocent people got killed, although I've not looked into their backgrounds to see just how innocent they were. how do you know? The best way to get away with a lot in your life is just to get murdered. People forget everything you've done.
See, I'm so happy I've done my stand-up already so no one judges me when I'm on stage later like they will you.
There. They're not coming.
Yeah.
It's a cooking fuckheads.
Yeah.
We're going to have to...
Little do you know, he's even worse by himself.
It's just a bloody bit of silver lining. I'm trying to look at the positives. Glass half full. Your political talisman, Donald Trump, caught wind of this murder spree. And because Wilbur was in the country illegally, he said, see... That's why we need a big goddamn wall. Keep the Wilbers out.
He used Wilbur with the 4 kills for the wall.
Yeah.
That's
not just
nothing.
Wilbur, there were others. Some
those
victims...
those stats are nothing in the US.
I know.
4.
Day in the life.
Yeah.
He Some victims' family members were invited to DC for the State of the Union address. So hopefully that gives them a bit of closure for their mum and dad being brutally murdered for their trinkets. who doesn't want to see the great man bumbling through an auto queue? Let's call it even.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Anyway, our Daniel Parkhurst, he was sitting next to a female passenger. What did he do?
Oh, I assume nothing great.
Nah.
Grope.
Yeah, we touched her inner thigh. She smacked his hand away and he proceeded to punch her multiple times.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, just fucking facts.
Don't groan at the messenger.
It took a handful of flight attendants and a few other passengers to stop his outburst. The plane was diverted to Reno.
Sick.
Where the female body inspectors got on and said, don't touch the ladies. Don't even inspect them. That's our job. He was sentenced only in March 2022. Suez Canal held up the trial. This is 2019. His punishment, 5 years of probation, 6 months of home confinement, and has to pay the passenger $49,079 in damages.
How do you get to that?
I don't know.
$49,070.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's either $49 or $50.
Yeah, well, they've got to
pluck something. What's the 70?
I don't know.
Paperwork.
Parking. I bet he wishes that the Nevada court system wasn't so sluggish, though, because you get yourself a home detention ankle bracelet in 2021, 20 or 21.
Oh.
You just say, whatever. Gravy, I'm sitting at home anyway, two birds. $49,000 to pay itself off with the live-at-home benefits we all got.
But I assume also as well in a Nevada courthouse, you can just walk out to reception and put it into a pokies machine.
Yeah.
And try your luck.
There's an actual cash register out the front.
Oh, I'd be more sus of a criminal paying $49,000 cash.
Yeah.
What have you done? That's worse than what you've been fined for today.
Is anyone familiar with the USA's COVID package? Was it anything like ours? I dare say it was much less generous.
USA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there was a homeowners package there to help out their most vulnerable homeowners.
What do you mean?
They had a homeowners package where they were getting cash.
Yeah.
Just fucking, you own a home, we'll give you some cash to help you pay off the home.
We've got it here. It's called negative gearing. I made a poor investment. Help. That's what it is. Am I wrong? Is that not what negative gearing is? The rent doesn't cover the mortgage.
Mm.
Help.
Yeah.
Is that not...
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm
sorry,
in agreement.
I turned into Tom Ballard. I think that's what it is, negative gearing. The rent doesn't cover the mortgage. Mm. Can I have a handout? Not the type that I rail against. The other type. Weirdly, I have lost a few here at the winery party.
I'm gonna lose a lot more in about half an hour. I'm going to have to leave quickly after that because I'm roughly planning out what I'm going to say later on and it's not going to be fucking pretty. We've got one more incident tonight, and it's on beautiful American Airlines, October 30, 2016. We're looking at Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
Absolute fucking hotbed of grubs. Going to Los Angeles.
Woo! I dress myself in cashmere.
Home of Ric Flair, famous wrestler. But Charlotte, when we started this podcast for the uninitiated, we thought if you're talking about fights kicking off in the sky, you're looking at the Bogan Triangle, Gold Coast, Thailand, Bali. And there's been some real underdogs and Charlotte, North Carolina is one of them.
Oh, Charlotte, Shannon, Vegas maybe.
Yeah, well, Vegas I expected. Shannon Island though is the last place for flights going from Europe to America to drop someone off if they've been naughty. There's no flights out of Shannon. It's just naughty people getting dropped off there. It's the naughty corner of Europe.
We're looking at a 5-hour, 10-minute flight here, and none other than Juliette Sims was on this flight, runner-up of season 02 of The Voice.
Oh, your favourite show. Yeah.
In 2011.
Wow.
How she didn't win. By all accounts, bloody good. Great voice. Had a band. went on The Voice for some exposure, came second, ditched the band. Signed on with Universal Records, got told what to do too much and left. Piss off, I'm the musician. That happens a lot in that industry.
Mm.
Showbiz. I'm hesitant to use the word showbiz due to its sleazy connotations. I hear you saying you're in showbiz all the time. It's just biz, not show friends, all that sort of shit. Just trivialising the fucking over a colleague for money. Juliet was flying with her husband, a bloke from the band Black Veil Brides, Andy Biersack. That's his name. I, for one, have always advocated that beer should be sold in sacks. Goon sacks. All liquid should, really. Although anything that's not cheap wine has had a checkered past with being sold in a bladder. Do you remember Nikov Vodka Orange?
No. Oh. Hold on. So you could get Vodka Orange in a sack?
Briefly, you could.
Oh, briefly.
Until they had their very own body count.
Oh, no.
Then you couldn't.
Oh, no.
It's a matter of months. In the mid-90s, Nikov Vodka Orange, about $9, 2 litres of Vodka Orange.
Wow.
Took out a few teens.
If you die from that, the body bag should also be alfoil. Just a shiny body bag. We know what got him.
Little tap for liquids. Andy, we're going to get a lot more walkouts. We've only got about 5 to 10 minutes left. We'll do a count on how many people are walking out. Andy Biersack is a founder and only surviving member of Black Veil Brides. Take from that what you want.
All right, you can't. If you're just by yourself in a band, it's just your name then.
Well, if I started a team of something and a couple of years later I was the only bloke left,
yeah,
I would think everyone else is a fuckhead. Of course there's something wrong with him. Andy had a few stage injuries as a result of being a bit unco. He's, that stage dive and shit. He's smashed some ribs and busted his nose from trying to do cool stage shit with bad results.
Oh.
These two, they'd only been married a matter of months by the time they got on this plane. They're still, things are clearly going pretty well though. They're in first class. That's what we're looking at.
The no-name band up the front.
Love it. She'd had a... Well, in America, you can be a no-name and make heaps of cash for fuck all. She had a tipple. You'd be mad not to say yes to a complimentary bucks fees in first class. You have 2 or 3 from before takeoff from what I've seen. Then they're having a bit of a Barney, as it happens. Nothing brings out the quibbles better than a bit of Dutch courage.
Yeah. And an American having 3 drinks is like us having 15.
Yeah.
They're the fucking worst.
But if
I worked at a summer camp in Oregon. I was 19. And on the day off, the 21, 22-year-olds were like, we'll get your beers, but you can only have 2. And I'm like, I worked at a pub to get here, fuckhead.
Yeah.
I'll outdrink this whole camp, including the parents and children.
Yeah.
They were awful.
But then they bring out a tray of shots while screaming the word shots. Or
just in case you didn't know.
Fucking spring break, whatever those fucking losers do. And it's a different story then. So having a fight. A witness on the plane, and this is fortuitous.
Why is that the only drink that gets yelled? It's never pints, a whole tray. Skewies. Espresso, espressos.
I think if we're here, next couple of hours, Merrick's going to yell the word wine. at high volume. A witness on the plane, adult movie star, Mary Carey.
Wow.
Someone knows Mary Carey.
Yeah.
Do you? Is that what happened? All right.
Yeah.
Audacious to yell that out.
I think a lot do, but a lot have game faces.
Yeah.
What's an adult movie?
He couldn't help himself, but then he's with his partner. He goes, woo! Oh, fuck, no.
Nah.
Yeah.
Thought you said Jim.
Mary Carey has explained to TMZ what was going on. She didn't like Juliet. She said Juliet was saying, you're doing this to me because I'm a celebrity. I'm the only celebrity on this plane.
Wow, season 11 runner-up of The Voice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Season 2, beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Mary Carey was not liking that as a statement, I reckon, being a celebrity herself. It's almost as if Mary Carey could have made that one up. But Mary Carey's is an adult film industry Hall of Fame inductee.
Far.
As you'd know.
Good effort. it's on his T-shirt.
Not the only thing she's done. She appeared on Celebrity Rehab in 2008, where she sorted it. Do people know that show? Celebrity Rehab? You know the deal, though. You can tell by those two words fuck this is. She sorted her life out in front of a TV audience. She got onto Xanax during her second tilt at running for governor of California.
Oh, Jesus.
In 2003.
Just when you've got to ramp things up, you're trying to slow them down.
Oh, this is where her fucking life went off track, was running for governor. She came 10th out of 135 candidates. Not bad.
I've seen some adult films. Any of them running for anything is quite an effort.
Yeah.
I'd be limping for governor.
She's wanting to make lap dances tax deductible.
Oh, preach. Never want to turn up with that receipt to the accountant. Oh, define the arts.
Over on Twitter, she is Mary Carey. Finally a politician you want to get screwed by.
That's good. That is good.
She's thought it through. She vowed to get off Xanax and out of the porn film industry, but to keep dancing to support her ill mother.
Heard that before? No.
She did unfortunately have a relapse in 2009 when she made a film called Celebrity Pornhab with Dr. Screw.
Oh, no. Instead of Dr. Drew.
Yeah, a parody of the smash hit TV show where the public get to sneer at the unravelling of people's lives from their fucking couches. Not much better than cracking a beer and just slumping into the couch, whack your feet up on a poof and have a bloody good laugh at people whose lives are worse than yours. Vintage sucked-in television.
I was talking about it on stage before. I love it.
Yeah?
Oh, a bit of intervention and hoarders. Oh,
yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, I mean, different level when it's celebrity porn rehab and shit.
Yeah, that is...
Yours is just people who keep too much stuff. Juliet started getting louder and louder until she eventually hit Andy Biersack in the face. Flight attendants told him to calm down. Mistake.
Oh, no.
But 20 minutes later, they're fighting again, had to be separated. She goes on in the video I saw, it's pretty shit audio. She goes on to say that Andy broke her ribs and this was related to that. So she's claiming. I mean, fair enough too.
Oh, jeez.
I assume previously to the plane incident because she was still yelling and stuff. And broken ribs, for the uninitiated, you're not fucking yelling. She said, oh, he's broken my ribs. Why can't I punch him in the face? Fair point.
Yeah.
Very fair. Rib for an eye. It's been reawoken with altitude and a couple of shandies, her anger. Mary Carey added, she is screaming that she... This is, sorry, everyone. This is going to fucking go. She's screaming that she lost a baby.
Hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm not holding on.
When you apologise, it's going to be so bad.
Shouldn't have said it.
Because you've apologised before nothing you've said up to this point.
Yeah.
So when you say sorry, everyone, I go, ooh.
Well, I'm only saying sorry, everyone, because they're a bit off kilter anyway on the shit that's been said. They would be fine if they'd gotten on board with the normal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, she punched him. They didn't even hear it anyway, as we're both talking. She punched Andy in the ribs. He squealed, ow. This is Mary Carey's account. He squealed, ow, ow, squealed.
Oh.
She said about Andy. And she kept going, got a few hits into his head. He didn't strike her at all. A retired air marshal, do they ever? He was there too. Came out of retirement for one last job. He separated them and sat down beside her, at which point she started saying at volume that she had 5 million followers, just like Jesus did on the cross. Juliet got handcuffed, remained out of control after being handcuffed. She smashed herself in the face with her handcuffs and said it was Biersack who hurt her. All the people watching said he never laid a finger on her there anyway. Once they landed, Juliet was arrested by the lax rent-a-cops and handed over to the female body inspectors. She was questioned and released with no further punishment.
Oh, that's a shame.
Status arrested.
Juliet and Beer Sack, they've evidently ironed out the kinks. Still married. Bless them.
Fucking hell. How do you do that? Two punch-ons on one flight and you sort it out.
Strength to strength.
Wow.
Good. I mean, getting thumped by your wife in public can set a precedent early on in a marriage.
Especially if you said owl.
But they've, yeah, squealed owl.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been squealed that was your owl. Test.
Yeah. Since someone gave me a nipple cripple in grade three.
Yeah. Well, it's showing wisdom beyond the years to work through it. In 2021, Juliet, I've forgotten her fucking name. Juliet Sims, she went through a rebrand and changed her name to Lilith Czar. C-Z-A-R, Czar. Quite drastic.
Oh, wow. As, for was, what reason? A new band?
Well, it's a rebrand. You don't rebrand if you've not, you know, a bit fucking mad.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not changing my fucking name.
Yeah.
Not yet anyway. In between now and the stage over there, I might.
Give it up for Phil Smith. Hold on. I saw this bloke 20 minutes ago.
I was hoping she could take her followers with her on her epic journey, but if Instagram's anything to go by, and it always is, she's lost 90% of her followers in the rebrand.
Oh, shit.
At least her bio's not trying to be all things to all people with lists of stuff. Her bio says, Juliet Sims is gone. Lilith Czar is risen. Oh. Again, the parallels to Jesus are uncanny.
Hold on. Lilith is risen.
Is risen.
Yeah, great.
Well, it was Christ is risen, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
So they hadn't they sorted out the tenses back then. There were no tenses because it was tense.
It was tense.
Lilith and Beer Sack, they put out a joint statement about the joint statements are fucking no good, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and from two nobodies, like Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, they've just.
Have they
divorced.
Had joint statements?
Well, they just got divorced a few days ago. And that's a joint statement worthy, you know. Seven Super Bowl wins and a Victoria's Secret model have a joint statement. Second on The Voice and a fucking one-man band because all his mates fucked off.
Yeah.
No joint statement. You're not allowed to say that.
I don't think a joint statement, if it's 20, there's no way, if it's an even number of words, that they're both getting an even number of words of the statement. No fucking way. It's one word, one person statement.
She said this, this, this and this, and he said what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting out a joint statement, saying the whole thing was a storm in a teacup. Yes, she was violent, but it wasn't her. It was it was the fact that she hadn't had a drink for a long time and then she had a few. So don't abstain for the drink is, I think, the lesson we can all... We can all take out of that.
How fucking good's that?
Get stuck into the booze, everyone, and don't ever stop. You'd be like a fucking taxi. When they turn it off, dead. Keep it going. Put the fuel in while it's still running. Don't ever get below fucking 0.05. You'll be fine.
I hope there's someone here today that hasn't had a drink for 5 years and is about to have a Shiraz and then spear tackle a toilet. Woo! Drink responsibly. Come on, everyone. We're grown-ups. And if you are going to get loose, don't blame it on anyone else later, all right?
We got to wind up. You people got lives to live. And
you've got a fucking gig to do.
You got to go to the airport.
I do have to go to the airport.
We're leaving. Fine.
Thank you very much for coming out, legends.
Thanks,
enjoy the rest of the festival. One more time for everyone that's put it on at Grapes of Mirth. One more time for Luke Heggie.
And one time for Nick Cody. Thanks very much for having us. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.